understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Tuesday. Glad you could be with us here. I was out yesterday, back here in full force, much like Team USA's women's soccer team.
Just step all over Katy Perry.
Ready for this? As we just said, United States ladies just won 13-0 over a pathetic, one of the worst teams I've ever seen in any sport in my life.
35th ranked team in the world.
So they're not the worst team ever.
This will make you feel better. The United States men's national team has scored 13 World Cup goals in the past 6,202 days.
Look, Gold Cup, and we'll get into real sports by most people's standards, but we're getting into the Gold Cup, which is the competition for the U.S. men's national team this summer.
Yeah.
It starts a week from today, I believe, and not looking very good.
You can't beat Jamaica and Venezuela. How are you going to beat Mexico?
Jamaica, I think that Jamaica's not terrible. Jamaica's getting a lot better. Venezuela, they have issues. Not just with the soccer team, obviously, but they've got issues. Like, there was a story a couple months back of the Venezuelan national team getting upset and threatening not to play because the soccer federation was literally taking a certain brand, slapping their sponsor's brand logo on the shorts, and like numbers were peeling off in the middle of games.
Yikes.
Embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
And we get beat 3-0 to them, to that.
Well, I'll tell you why I think today was a good day for soccer, because look, there might have been a segment of the population that would not have paid attention to early round soccer or Team USA with their 13 goals. That headline will be everywhere.
Yep.
People will now start to go, whoa, what's going on here? And like Pete just mentioned, you just mentioned, they beat the 35th best team in the world, not the 120th. And it's going to get people's attention to the point where, for example, we got the U.S. Open this week. Justin Rose is doing his press conference, and it's on the Golf Channel, but they even had a cut-in on the side, like half screen on the left. 13 goals for Team USA. They're going to get coverage and build interest on this. So today was a good day for women's soccer. I'm sorry, whether you didn't like the 13-0 game or how bad Thailand was, was a good day.
I don't blame the United States. You're just sitting there treating it as a practice game. You just don't want to see anybody get hurt. And for those of you out there keep saying, why don't they sub everybody? You can't. You can only do three. A game. You can't sub everybody out.
Alex Morgan had
5
goals.
I love when people say that in the NFL, too. Oh, the team's up by 30. Why don't they sub everybody out? You can't.
Yeah, because you've only got so many players.
Exactly.
Now, in college,
That's different.
You've
got 95 plus or whatever.
Well,
it is,
for road games or for home games, for road games, it's
a little less.
What, like 70, something like that?
Yeah.
I did want to share a couple of texts on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll from earlier when Pete threw out there, hey, what do you want for Father's Day this weekend? I liked a couple of them. 239 says, happy Father's Day. Wants to play an old corkscrew in the morning. Wonder why he sucks at golf in the afternoon. And then watch good golf in the evening. And by the way, threw in a go Colts. And then one that I think we saw, but we didn't read on the air. If his wife is listening, all he wants for Father's Day is to enjoy the day with his son and her. If she's not listening, he wants to take a trip to the Hard Rock, then play some poker, and then hit a strip club on the way home.
Whoa.
What?
Gentlemen's club, please.
What? Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, gentlemen's club.
I say strip club?
Relaxation therapist.
Hold on. Well, don't throw that word around. You make it sound dirty.
Okay.
They're professionals. It's an art form.
Place for art.
Is there a difference between a strip club and a gentleman's club, or is it strip club a term that you just would prefer not
there's
to
absolutely
use?
A difference. One has a buffet.
Yeah. Legs and eggs.
Legs and eggs.
Yeah.
And a good prime rib.
That's a theme.
Oh, yeah. Good prime rib. Sitting under that heat lamp all afternoon. It's not horseradish.
It is time for a
Sports Center update. I missed it 24 hours ago, but Craig, it's a Sports Center rundown. We need Johnny Carson music.
Here's
Tonight Show music. Here's Chris.
Oh, that was a good one. I like that. Oh, what happened? Not a lot going on in the world of sports today. U.S. women, 13-0 win over Thailand to kick off their 2019 World Cup. Almost said 2020. Warriors think KD has a torn Achilles, so get an MRI to confirm that.
Did we surprise you that this was coming up?
Nothing has changed. Normally, I got to update these things throughout the show, and there's nothing today. No news is broken during our show today.
6'3", 2 measures, says, strippers don't have feelings. Exotic dancers are real people. And the Drake fan says, Fort Myers equals strip club. Tampa equals gentleman club.
I'll agree with Drake fan on that one. Yeah, he's absolutely right. There's a line of demarcation there, and it's about Charlotte County.
Hurry up, crushed.
That is so funny. All right, let's get to actual news. Did your sound thingy work? It just dumped on us last hour. Are we capable of playing some sound?
We can try.
Golden State GM.
We can absolutely try.
All right, let's start off. You're just getting in your car. If you didn't stay up late last night, you saw maybe the NBA Finals. Kevin Durant did get injured. We thought he just hurt his old calf injury from a month ago in the Houston series. But then the general manager of the Golden State Warriors got on TV and held a press conference last night, Bob Myers, and he said, no, it's probably an Achilles. Here's the actual play. And then the interesting part about this play-by-play call on ABC is you hear the crowd cheering, but then there's like this long crowd cheer, and then there's a crescendo. And that would be when Durant gets up like the mighty giant, and he takes a step, and then everybody realizes that he can't take a step. Take a listen.
Ibaka trying to stay with Durant, knocks it away, and Durant's limping. Durant goes down holding his leg. Ibaka goes up and is fouled down the other end. And Durant grabbing that right leg. It's the right calf that put him out. His teammates going over to check on him. I like to hear the fans cheering.
I'm surprised by that, and the players are telling him not to be doing that.
No question. These Raptor fans have been wonderful, but to cheer for a player who gets injured.
And I made the point in the first hour, and maybe I'm thinking too much into this. I don't know that they were actually – maybe they were. I don't know that they're actually being evil and cheering the injury as much as they were cheering, oh, hey, the mighty Giants down. We're going to win a championship. And then karma struck and they lost the game by 1 point. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's somewhere in between.
I think I agree, but I think it's more like 65-35 cheering the injury. Hmm. Well, it just wasn't a good look.
No, either way.
Especially Jimmy Fallon's pregame did a whole 10 minutes, which was a great segment. It's the only part of the pregame I watched that we went around.
Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. What did I say?
Fallon.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Fallon's on.
Yeah, whatever.
Jimmer.
NBC.
Yeah, they
gotta get your Jimmers.
And he went around and
a better show.
Wanted to trash talk. Everyone wants to get Toronto people to trash talk Golden State, and they wouldn't do it.
It's funny.
The image of being so nice.
Fallon's more talented, but he's tanking in the ratings because he won't get political and rip on Trump.
Right.
And so everybody else is getting ratings, and they're about ready to fire Fallon, who I think has more talent than his pinky. Which he almost cut off a couple of
really?
Times.
Yeah.
He's almost lost a finger in the last 2 years.
You like Jimmy Fallon more than Jimmy Kimmel?
I think Fallon's more talented. I don't, and Kimmel.
I just remember Jimmy Fallon, and just not to be all this, but 2004 at the World Series on the field, they had to cut the film of the Red Sox movie that they made with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
And because of the ending, the original ending of the Red Sox losing. And they had fever pitch. And when they beat St. Louis, they had to recut the film or recut the ending. So Drew Barrymore is in center field. She comes running out. This is during after the game and everything else. And he was like you, doing all these fake Boston accents to the people at Busch Stadium. He's going, wicked, piss up. And we're all just sitting there like, go. Let us go. Don't ruin the moment. Go away.
Well, you should know this more than anybody because you like SNL skits, but not their movies. When he was on, he did a Boston Red Sox.
I know he did. Yeah.
I forget which female it was. They did a common.
Oh yeah, I like the skits.
Role, and the Boston fan.
The tight pants skit with Jennifer Lopez. That's a good one.
Yeah, no,
it's
I
a
like
good skit.
I liked him on Saturday Night Live. He used to crack up a lot. He used to ruin some of his skits.
Oh, yeah, he was bad at that. You know, he was the one that about lost it during the cowbell scene.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he lost it a lot. The one in the hot tub with Will Ferrell, I don't know if you saw that. Drew Barrymore's also in that one. That is one of the funniest. See, he's the teacher, but he's a big, earthy, crunchy guy, Will Ferrell is, and they're in the hot tub, and I forget what's crazy. But that is one of the funniest skits ever.
Rachel Dratch, I think, is the name of the girl. He used to do the Boston fan thing.
No, that stuff was funny.
Two kids in Boston with the accent.
No, that stuff was funny, but it was at that time, it was just a little annoying. But.
So how do we circle? But where were we? Where are we? Back to the game.
Oh yeah,
no,
we're going to try to get. we're trying to get to Bob Myers.
Yeah, let's do it. So here was Bob Myers about midnight, 12:30 last night. You never see a GM doing a press conference after a Files game, but he did. He was all weepy eyed. I think he feels some guilt that he sent Durant out with the bad calf, which led to the Achilles. I don't know. Take a listen. Judge for yourself.
Kevin had it's an Achilles injury. I don't know the extent of it. He'll have an MRI tomorrow. Prior to coming back, he went through 4 weeks with our medical team, and it was thorough, and it was experts and multiple MRIs and multiple doctors, and we felt good about the process. He was cleared to play tonight. That was a collaborative decision. I don't believe there's anybody to blame, but I understand this world. And if you have to.
That it's this world.
You can blame me. I run our basketball operations department.
Okay.
Again, I'm going to do, if in case you missed it, I'm going to do my Tom Hanks from A League of Their Own. You crying?
He was.
All right, Bob. Okay.
Bad impression?
Okay. Yeah. It's we all feel bad. I feel bad that KD
like
is not
Rock.
In it. I mean, I'm going to sit there and bawl my head off because Kevin Durant can't play in a game.
What kind of message does that send to the team?
It's a greater tragedy in life than Kevin Durant not being able to play a game six.
Yeah,
don't treat it like.
Why did Iguodala and Curry go with him back to the locker room and escort him back? Well, there's an NBA Finals game going
on. Why wasn't Kerr on the floor? Why wasn't Kerr have them on the floor?
I don't know. There were a lot of things that bothered me last night.
That is Bob Myers. Are you serious? Come on.
Why are they kissing a rear end of a guy that has pretty much said, I'm out of here? Why? No, I will give him credit.
Because they realize they need him to win a title.
Well, we'll see about that.
Do they?
We'll see about that. Might be true.
As of now, yeah.
Here's what I said earlier, and I stand by it. They don't need him to win a title, but it would be a lot easier. I think that's a fact.
No question. You can see that last night when he came in. When they started off 5-for-5 last night, he was 2-for-2 from three. Where you guys go, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It looked pretty good. No doubt about it.
They were in control for most of that game until the fourth quarter. They had a 6 or 7 point lead.
There was a
and then a 10-0 run.
There was a point when Kawhi Leonard said, screw this. Yeah. I'm taking this game over, and we're closing this out for the fans. We're getting our championship tonight. Yeah. Problem is, he started the sprint too early, and by 3 minutes ago was out of gas, and then Nick Nurse calls some random timeout.
So, which was ridiculous. It gave a Golden State a chance to rest. And you know, but during that run that Toronto made when they were down by 6 and 10 – Golden State threw up a whole bunch of bricks, too. A couple of ones that almost went in, but they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn for about 2 minutes, but that's all it took. Yeah.
Where does that come from?
What, broadside of a barn?
No.
Well, a barn's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hit a big target. Same like throwing the ball in the ocean.
But what's the broadside? Shouldn't there be two broadsides because they're equal in length?
Broadside is the wide side.
Okay, but there's another wide side.
A barn is a rectangle, not a square.
Right, that's...
And so the long rectangular side is the broad side.
But there's another one of those
that's
sides.
The short side.
No.
If you can hit that, you got some game.
No.
Yeah, very poor aim. This hyperbolic term is usually used...
Hyperbolic.
Is used to denote poor marksmanship or to have very poor aim. Yes. I'm trying to get the... where the origin came from. Trying to find out.
All right. While you look that up, here's Draymond Green saying Toronto fans are classless, eh?
Trim, what do you make of the fans cheering?
That's crazy.
Canadian, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's classless. And, you know, for me, I've never had an experience who, like, I think... for me, I've always witnessed Canadians be the nicest people that I've ever encountered.
Except Bieber.
That was classic.
Yeah. So all this shaking up in a bottle, let it go to the last play. Toronto had the last possession of the game. Kawhi Leonard had it up top. Probably made the right basketball play by dishing it out. He's about to be double-teamed by Iguodala and Klay Thompson, the two best defenders on the court, although I would have rather seen him jack up a three at that point. They find Lowry in the corner. He misses at the buzzer. Here's the play on ABC.
Want to get it into the hands of Kawhi Leonard. 6 seconds remaining. Leonard back up Van Fleet. Van Fleet kicks it out. Lowry. Lowry for the win. Won't go. And there'll be a game six in Oakland. And the Warriors' three-peat dream is still alive, showing championship heart here tonight on the road.
Never even hit the rim. Back to the top of the
side, back of the backboard. Side of the backboard.
Side of the backboard. It's horrible.
Broad side of a barn.
Got blocked.
Couldn't put it in the ocean. Badge. That's not the shot they wanted.
So the
you mean Kyle Lowry?
The term broadside of a barn, dating back from the mid-1800s, at first denoted poor marksmanship. Around 1900, it also began to be used in baseball for a pitcher with poor aim.
Hold on. Wait 1 second. I have been waiting for this moment for a few days now.
Breaking news!
This is fantastic. All Caps Guy just texted in, which I'm going to pull the curtain back and show how big of an a-hole you are to everybody else in Southwest Florida. All Caps Guy. Here we go. I came into work last Thursday morning, or was it Friday morning, to come in to this gem of a text. All Caps Guy, by the way, ends with, he's never listening again. Bet you're listening now, aren't you, All Caps Guy?
Back!
You're stupid. What a friggin' moment. This is in all caps, by the way, so he's yelling. What a friggin' moment. The Stanley Cup Finals are not on 99.3 ESPN tonight? Yeah, they never are, pal.
Back!
Yeah. What the bleepin' bleep. The station never fails. The station never fails to fail the local market. This is a total disgrace. If it's a corporate thing, then the Beasleys are a freaking joke. And I actually know a few. It's sad. It's bleeping sad.
I know a few.
Hundreds of sports fans in their vehicles tonight. Well, yeah, maybe. Okay. And the ESPN, using quote affiliate, doesn't/can't seem to know a national pro sports final is on. I, along with many others, will now listen only to the other sports station in town, except when an actual playoff
Good
game
one.
Is being broadcast. The local guys are such a waste. Here you go, All Caps Guy. You are listening. I want you to turn the dial and never listen again.
No,
how about that? Huh?
I like
you, All Caps
Guy. How
about that, All Caps Guy?
Because he said either long side is the broadside, dumbass.
You jackass.
What a
I'll
tough
never
guy.
Listen
what
again.
A, what a
yet
tough
here
guy
you
on,
are,
on a text
yet
line.
Here you are, less than 100 hours later, listening to the show that you said is a waste.
Fact!
Pal, you are a waste. Go away. Don't text into this show anymore.
No,
I don't
no
care
texting.
What you have to say.
I do. Because it's good for the show. Keep making fun of
me. All Caps Guy won't listen. I knew you would listen, too, you sorry son of a gun. I knew it.
Hey, All Caps Guy.
Oh, this is awesome.
All Caps. Hey, guy, he just tweeted out, thank goodness for a buddy. He put list 4 a.m. radio stations. You're the only one listening to a.m. radio.
And they're all on the other coast of Florida, stupid. 560 is not in this market. That's an a.m. in Miami. So is 790. You stoop. You stoop.
I don't know why you let him get under your skin like
All
that.
All Caps Guy. Man, I knew you were listening. I hope it grinds your gears that you got to listen to this mouth go off on you and you can't say a thing about it.
I kind of like him. But I will say this. All Caps Guy, you don't understand the NHL Stanley Cup Finals.
Don't even explain it to him.
No, I'll just tell you this.
No, don't even explain it to him.
You don't even in all the hockey cities, you're not going to find very, very few that are going to pick up the national feed. I think Westwood One does it. You're going to find it in very, very, very small towns with very, very, very small radio stations, and there aren't a lot of them, believe me.
So you can stop texting in now, I guess, is what I'm trying to say to you.
Somebody's been in this business. And
that's what I'm trying to say.
32 years, all caps guy. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I've been waiting. I've been sitting on that for about 4 days now.
That's true. You had a nice, lovely weekend at a resort. Did you sit around and just stew on that?
No, it didn't really affect my weekend.
Who does all caps guy want us to talk? I'm wondering, who's your favorite team, all caps guy? I'd love to hear from you. We want to talk sports. You can call anytime. We'll talk with you. We'll chat with you.
I don't think
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, all the you other do is sports station talks sports. Go listen to them then.
Go ahead. All caps guy, what do you want to talk about?
By the way, we covered
Give
everything
us some of your brilliance. Go ahead.
I'm not Let's putting him on.
No, I want to hear what he texted in.
Not happening.
Give us some of your brilliance, all caps guy. Bring it.
Hold on.
Bring your sorry ass.
I have an important announcement. I have an important promotional announcement for all caps guy. Hey. You know where you can catch Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final tomorrow? Not here on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN. So I'm stomping the post today. I'm off my game.
All caps guy is getting hammered. If this was a boxing match, this would have lasted 10 seconds.
I'd have gotten a little too hot right there.
No.
It was good. I admire your passion.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
No, that's no.
Because it was real.
First of all, you can never get too hot on this station.
It's the heat of the moment.
What?
Nice. Nice segment there. Good job.
Fitz in Baltimore says, this show is worse than Levitard's show. You don't get the show. A bunch of funny emojis. He's joking.
You don't get the show.
Hey, guys. If all caps guys are no longer going to be listening, can I be Mr. Lowercase? Done. You are now Mr. Lowercase. You're in the system.
Yes, Dopey, you are right. He did get my panties in a wad.
Weapon X. This is a big great one.
No. Read the real one, Chris.
Looks like all caps guy managed to get Ellen's panties in
a
wad.
Thank you.
Weapon X says, I'm assuming all caps guy isn't a fan of the Levitard show either, you uncultured swine. All caps guy goes, now back to some other AM station, way, way down the dial that only people that are 99 years old or older will listen to.
No, that's part two, because he wrote back during the break. He goes, hey, my fans, all cap guys, fans. Right. Loved your outburst. Now back to 12:40 a.m.
Go to that station that nobody listens to.
What is that? I don't even want to know. I don't
it's
care.
Not. It doesn't exist.
Who listens to AM radio?
Not our listeners.
Not our listeners. Thank you.
I mean, Tampa Bay Rays aside, on our sister station, of course. But other than that.
Yeah.
About that. Please.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Good plug there.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're on some translators, too.
So a rundown of records. Little pivot. Faith says, hey, all caps guy, the NHL is on NBC, which isn't owned by ABC ESPN, you ignorant slut.
By the way, Faith, you probably just got off work. Your boy, Better Than Faith,
better than
got
Faith.
In one Wikipedia, 3-0 in a shutout today.
Indeed.
And gave you a shout-out, but yeah.
Yeah, Better Than Faith.
I don't get that, 239. Chris just acting like Wingo again. Wingo.
Does Trey Wingo go off on tangents like that?
No,
Sometime. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Dopey. He is listening right now.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he loves this show. He loves listening to me.
My general history
he never says
is that
about sports.
Anybody that says I'm never listening to the show again is always listening
Same
to the
pro
show
sport,
again.
Pro sports teams and some colleges that say they never listen. They're always have it on the background.
And just so
everybody.
You know, when you text that in, you are forever denoted as guy who said he'd never listen again.
Yeah,
we got
right
a few
there.
Of you in there. And a few of you have come around, and I might change the text line one day.
I don't even know what the all caps guy is a fan of any sport. I don't know who he roots for or
does
root for.
It's a critique.
Yeah. He doesn't, but he never says anything that's anything except for corrections, alleged corrections. He doesn't say anything that's pertinent to anything.
Oh.
Something. Send me a cooking recipe. Do something.
Says, just do better.
Have a cream soda. Do some freaking thing. A rundown of record set tied in the U.S. women's 13-0 win over Thailand earlier.
I screamed out a lot of goals today. I think I did. 12 out of 13.
I don't think you got that many, but it was close.
Here's three. Most goals ever in a women's men's World Cup game, 13. Alex Morgan's 5 goals tied the most by a player in men or women's World Cup game. And 10 second-half goals were the most in any half in World Cup history. And then, of course, you get these people. They're going to say classless. They're going to say the USA is going to get a bad reputation running up the score. I mean,
no.
So what are you supposed to do? Sit out there at mid pitch and just hold the ball?
Mid pitch.
Yeah, and just hold the ball. What are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I asked a politically incorrect question at the beginning of the show, in case you missed it. I was curious as we're getting ready to get dialed up for Women's World Cup soccer for the next 3 weeks, and apparently they're going to be pretty good. I tried to delicately ask who the Natalie Gulbis is or Lexi
Which,
Thompson.
By the way, your golfing reference needs
too
to change.
Too old?
Yeah. Paige Spiranek.
Oh, fact. I stand corrected.
Yes.
So you know what I'm saying.
I got what you're putting down,
right,
yeah.
So who is the Paige Spiranek, if you know what I'm saying, without saying it, because I don't want to offend anybody, of this U.S. women's soccer team. Who is that? I mean, Alex Morgan is
great.
She's all right.
She's great.
I mean, she scored 5 goals today. 5.
Chris, I just retweeted. Go to my Twitter page and see this guy, Timmy Burke, who has 55,000 followers. Anyway, Andres Cantor spent a full 2 minutes and 30 seconds of that match broadcast yelling goal. That's 2.3% of the entire broadcast, or 1.38 seconds of goal per minute of the match.
Does he do it better than I do?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll challenge.
I'm going to punch it up here. Hang on.
Oh, we got plenty of goal calls today. Let's wait till like a 1-0 game, and like then we
every
can
other
compare.
Day.
No, but these are all synced.
Goal calls.
Hang on. These all are right. all synced.
Okay. That was called Trey Wingo because Wingo was freaking out about the Super Bowl being low scoring and people not liking it.
Yeah.
And I guess that rant.
So he went on a tangent about it?
He went on a rant. He did. I remember that.
All right.
It was a good rant.
I'll cut him some slack because it's out of context. I don't remember it.
It was good.
All right. But he went. He got all hot and
yeah, he like opened the show at 6 a.m. with it. He had a lot of coffee that morning.
Because it was a low scoring game?
No, because people were complaining about it.
It got me punched up.
Wait, oh, wait, so is this a montage of the goals?
It's only 30
is
seconds.
Is this better than my goal call? That's all I want to know.
I think so.
Put it on the poll.
All right, you're
ready?
Yeah, I hope we're good.
Here we go. It's going.
Hold on.
Oh, I got to turn you on.
All right, I've got to rewind now.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Ready? Here we go.
Is this really it? It's 2 minutes of this?
30 seconds.
Way too short.
No. They combined all 13.
You think this is better than me?
You think this
is better than me?
They combined all 13 in 30
Wasn't
seconds.
Wasn't better than yours.
I'll bet I could do.
But you know what?
How long was that? How long was that?
I don't think he's at the game. I think he's not. He's in the studio.
No, you can't do that, Craig. No.
No, no, no.
I want to do mine as long as he does all 13.
No, no, because I condensed it. For 30.
Go!
No.
No, no.
All right, I got a timer on you. You got 4 seconds.
Wait a minute. I'm off the air. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you're potting it down because or else you're going to overmodulate and you're going to. It's not going to be good.
How long do you think I can go?
I got a timer right here.
Do we want to do it?
No.
Not particularly, but if you're hell bent on it, I will start the timer.
All right. You going to let me go? I mean, you going to cut me off?
I'm going to turn you down. We can still hear you.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Turning you down.
I get hyperventilated here. One, two.
Now there's pressure. See, now he's going to.
All right, you tell me?
I'm leaving
one,
the room.
Short
two,
press.
Three.
That's not good.
Go!
Oh, God. That's my volume.
All right. Go! 10 seconds.
People are having accidents.
I can turn him down more if you think.
Yeah, please. It's just.
There's a little voice crack there. 20 seconds.
Maybe he'll pass out.
He can't do it. 25 seconds. 4, 3, 2, I couldn't do it. His face is purple.
That made up for the one I missed during commercial break. I got all 13 in now.
Medic.
Oh, nice to see the color coming back to your face there, Craig.
I'm white again.
Purple. Look like Barney. 239 said women were proving a point today. The men can't even make the tournament with the unequal pay issue.
Wow. What? Oh.
The women don't get paid as much as the men.
Hold on.
I don't care if the USA scores 25. Doesn't matter. I will never say a team is running up the score at this level. No, I won't do it.
So by getting paid, I actually pulled this story today. I didn't get into it. So Lionel Messi has topped Forbes' list of the world's highest paid athletes. Soccer players dominating this entire podium. The Barcelona forward earned $127 million this past year. That's both salary and endorsements. That's $18 million more than Cristiano Ronaldo, who pocketed a mere $109 this year. Is it Neymar? Neymar.
Third highest. He's in a world of trouble right now.
Third highest. Taxes or women?
No, women. He's being accused of rape. Yeah, it's not good.
$105 million. They'll need to buy a lawyer. The women will never make that kind of money.
No. The U.S. Soccer Federation pays the men in America to come play for the U.S. men's national team.
Right.
They pay those men more money than they pay the women to come play for the women's national team.
That's really not right.
Well, there's the crux of the argument right there.
Is that worldwide or just USA?
Well, define like,
are they equal elsewhere?
What isn't right?
Like, hold on. Do the men's Thailand team get money and the Thailand women's team doesn't?
Here's where they are. It's not like the men and the women have separate TV contracts either. It's a U.S. soccer television contract that's struck with ESPN and ABC and Fox as well. Like those two networks alternate games.
Does European League have a women's league?
Yes. Yeah.
How come the Premier League you never see women?
It's very new. Like 5-6 years old at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe 10. Some of the older teams.
They get paid.
But in...
That'd be the creme de la creme in that league.
That's a club, so that's different.
But saying the creme de la creme in a league like that, you think you're getting paid reasonably. You're never going to get paid as much as the men. You're not. It's simple economics.
But
it's not about talent. It's about who's watching.
You look at the women's game, right? Women's soccer, right? And a lot of the top teams for the women's game are also the top teams in the men's game. Brazil. Yeah. Well, football is the sport in Brazil. The women are never going to get paid what the men get paid there because, you know, both are at a high level, but the men obviously bring in more money.
What's the attendance like for a women's soccer team in Brazil?
It's not what it is for the men.
Yeah.
You know, they could fill a 100,000-seat stadium for a friendly, an exhibition,
right,
if they wanted
to. The dudes could.
The guys could, right. England, same deal, where the English women are very good, but the men are also very good. The U.S. is unique because the men aren't very good, and the women are the best team in the world.
I gotcha.
And that's where their crux is, where they're basically saying, you know, because you package us with the men for these soccer or for these television right contracts, but then give them more money when those contracts are being bid on to get the women as well, that's where their argument is.
Gotcha.
I don't want to hear PC people out there talking about how the women ran up the score, blah, blah, blah. Go through a lot of other Olympic sports or world and look at some of the ridiculous scores in some of the sports. So I don't want to hear it.
I think what will happen, I mean, that's going to grab a lot of people's attention at 13-0
today.
Here's what's going to happen. I think you're going to see some more high scores in USA games, and I think you're going to see – well, Thailand's done, right? They're one and done.
No. That's a round robin.
It's a group of four. I predict
they're going to get crushed again by 13. And then people will go, USA wasn't running up the score. It was just the difference in time.
I don't think that's the case.
What? You don't think what's the case?
In Thailand's last five games, they've played some really good teams.
Yes.
They've played France, which is the number two team in the world.
Well, what was the score there?
That wasn't 3-0. France wins 3-0.
That's not bad.
Right.
So are we awesome?
Well, I know they're the best in the world. The United States women are the best in the world. I'm
trying to pull this up, but they've played China, who has a pretty good team. They lost like 4-2 in that game. So
Germany is usually a good team for the women.
They're not beating these teams, but they're not getting beat 13 to nothing by these teams.
So are we favored to win this thing hands down?
We're favored to win it. I believe last I saw the U.S. women were 3-1 and France was 7-2, I think. So just over 3-1.
Now, here's the stupid question of the day. Just for my amusement. If our women played our dudes, would the men win?
No, the guys would win. Okay. And that's just a physical.
Right. Okay. It's not a sexist question. Just
No. And the women are very skilled, very talented.
Absolutely. But 606 is what we always say. I'm sorry for the women, but this is like saying players in the WNBA should be paid the same as the NBA. It's a business. They have to make money to get paid money. True. And now it's just what it is. It has nothing. It's just logical. I mean, it's just that's the way of business. And these hockey players that were threatening to never play again and boycott everything else. Well, there was a new story that came out yesterday. A couple of them said, I don't think this was really handled well. I'm going to go get back and get paid with my team I was playing with.
Yeah, 513, thank you, is from the Netherlands. The best player in the world. She just won the Ballon d'Or. Best player in the world, basically. She's not playing with the Netherlands because of the pay inequality. Yeah.
Huh. Good for her. What's the name of that award again?
Ballon d'Or. Mm-hmm.
Is that the French translation for
it means player? Well, Ballon is ball
of
the earth. Ball of the earth.
Ball it's like of the earth.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Conn Smythe.
It's not a literal translation. Yeah, no, Conn Smythe was a person, wasn't it?
Was a person, yes.
Hockey award.
Stanley Cup final. Playoff MVP award.
Playoff
MVP. Which will go to Tuukka.
Not Stanley Cup, playoff.
Which will go to Tuukka Rask tomorrow night. Mark Grody covers the Bears.
The Bears.
Matt Nagy on all three kickers missing consecutive today. Quote,
uh-oh. Oh, gosh.
Whatever was going through your mind was going through my mind.
Fact. That's
all
not good.
All three kickers. See? Not in Tampa anymore.
Yeah. He's probably thinking he got cut all three of these clowns.
Oh, that was pretty good. Wow. Mini pivot.
It's all right. It's football. Got 21 teams going to mandatory camp this week.
Jadeveon Clowney holding out. What's a new deal?
We got a couple of people that signed.
Won't sign his franchise tender. Sorry.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's because the Texans are running out of money. They've already paid everybody. They're not managing the cap. And, of course, therefore, they fired their GM on Friday. So they interviewed Martin Mayhew, who used to be the GM, right after, for the Lions. That's all you need to know.
So, again, and I brought this up earlier just real quick. Anyone who decides to skip out on the required practice can be hit with a hefty fine under the terms of the CBA. So a player can be fined up to $14,775 for skipping today. If a player decides he also wants to skip tomorrow, he can be hit with a second fine of $29,550. And if he wants to hold out on Thursday as well, $44,325. That will cost you, which means a player who skips all 3 days could potentially be fined $88,650. Bad news for guys like Redskins offensive lineman Trent Williams, Lions teammate Darius Slay, and Damon Sacks Harrison, who all skipped minicamp last week.
Snacks.
So I said snacks.
No, they said sacks.
No.
Which would be a more appropriate name for
I would rather snacks be named sacks.
So for a guy like Yannick Inoki.
Antetokounmpo.
No. Inoki, he's only making a little over $2 million. He's going to lose almost $87,000. $89,000.
I'll make it up on the back end.
Oh, sure he will. Yeah, Rosenberg, I did see that. Jags, Ramsey says he's going to ask for so much money they're going to have to put him on layaway. Yeah.
I saw that. I did see that.
That's a good line.
That was good. All right, coming up, we got What You Got. It's next, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks, the best place for all things hoops and the NBA Finals, which continue Thursday night. So go check it out at your favorite location. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. And on this date in history, 1997, Guess what? It was the legendary Michael Jordan flu game through fatigue and dehydration to lead the Bulls to a 90-88 Game 5 win over the Jazz in the finals.
Saw the SportsCenter highlight clip of that on Twitter today. Guess who was on SportsCenter that evening?
As a host, you mean?
Hosting it, yeah.
Berman? I don't know.
No. Great pairing. Rich Eisen?
Yes.
And Stuart Scott.
Oh, okay.
Booyah!
What a great one, too.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
And what was it? Jordan was like 0 for 27 in his last 27 game-winning attempts before that game.
Jordan,
not that he had a game winner.
People
but.
Don't realize Jordan missed a lot of game-winning shots.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
at least he had the cojones to take it. Kawhi.
That's what they said. Whoa.
That was unnecessary. I love clutch Kawhi.
I would have liked him to shoot over the double team last night and take your lumps or hits, whatever, with the game-winning three. You get double teamed, so be it. That would have been an amazing moment, but he didn't. He passed it, and Lowry missed the shot. All right, Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, from number one to not even listed, talking about Floyd Mayweather, is not on one of Forbes' highest-paid athletes in 2019 after taking the top honors a year ago. The Business Magazine released the list of the richest ballers of the year, and surprisingly, the boxing superstar nicknamed Money ain't on it. Top three belong to footballers Lionel Messi, 127 mil, Cristiano Ronaldo, 109 mil, Neymar, 105, Canelo Alvarez, 94, Roger Federer, 93.4, run off the top five.
Mm.
But considering he made more than double what Messi made this year, the year in 2018, he raked in 285 mil. Thanks to the Conor McGregor fight, but it's interesting to see him fall out of the top 100 altogether. Other notable athletes at the top 10, Russell Wilson, 89.5 mil, Aaron Rodgers, 89.3 mil, LeBron James, 89. McGregor made the list number 21, 47 mil. Last year was fourth with 99 mil. And as for cash made straight off endorsements, King James ain't at the top. It's Federer. With $86 million made off the tennis court, the youngest player on the list is 20-year-old French soccer star. Do you know this guy, Chris? Kylian Mbappe?
Mbappe?
Never heard of him.
30.6 yeah. mil. 30.6 mil. 20 years old.
That's a lot of money.
More humble than the Biebs.
Fact.
Yep.
No.
All right, speaking of Biebs or Ellen or Chris, what you got for your Stone Cold Lock? We got nothing going on tonight.
Yeah, so I'm going to go baseball. By the way, we really need this win tonight. I'm 29-27-1.
29 to.
Oh. I mean, I'm getting dangerously close to.
Tried to talk you out of last night. The under hit last night.
You know what? I wasn't. That was a nice play last night. I told you to lay the 2.5 with the Warriors. I didn't foresee an Achilles tendon being ruptured.
Yeah. How could you?
My bad. All right, tonight I'll take the Brewers. Oh, let me make sure I'm taking them.
Hold on.
We carrying Red Sox tonight?
Yeah. I'm going to take the Brewers. They're plus 130 in Houston tonight.
All right. Sounds good.
Another wasted effort by Chris Sale last night. The Red Sox bullpen sucks lately. Blew that one again.
Oh, since I wasn't here yesterday, did you guys see over the weekend the guy that had the ruptured testicle for the Mariners against Justin
Verlander?
Yeah,
you tweeted it out.
I did, but I don't know if you know.
No, two words that should never go together. Ruptured and testicle.
Ow. There's no coming back from that. That's awful. All right. Man. So coming up at 6 o'clock, Spain and company.
For a few minutes.
Well, that's a good text. Craig is great. The rest are also great. That's
good night, fellas.
That's you and me, Pete.
Yeah. So why not just say you're all great?
Well, you had to denote Craig.
I think that's a knock at Craig.
Well, it's because I close out my thing at the end of the day by saying how great I am. And by the way, if you're new to the show, I do that because LeBron James will always have.
I used to think that.
And you're full of yourself.
LeBron James had some pretty full of himself comments.
What's that?
My thumb on the microphone.
He's trying to wave me down, and he hits the microphone for Chris. That's not great. For Pete Shepard.
I've never seen two studios with more injuries.
I am great. God bless America.